Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and I'm joined by Shari Yoder with HCI Hospice and Katrina Nelson, Public Relations Director with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. And we're talking about a family caregiver college that's coming up. Can you explain to me what's going on?
There are three organizations that have come together, the Knoxville Hospital, HCI Hospice Care, and Marion County Public Health, to bring experts to the Knoxville community. During the month of January, there will be four different sessions, specifically for caregivers, but anyone can come. And they're topics that are really related to caregiving, really important things that people need to know.
When are the clinics being held?
Our first one starts on Thursday, January 9th, and it's every Thursday after that in the month of January from 6 to 7 p.m. out at the Marion County Public Health Building on the north end of Knoxville.
And then can you give us some examples of topics that will be discussed?
The first class is about the Accountable Care Act.
Oh, okay.
We'll have an expert here that can answer questions about that if you have questions about health insurance and how to get signed up for that. The second one has to do with dementia. There's a lot of questions that people have about dementia, Alzheimer's dementia versus dementia. And so we have experts coming from the Alzheimer's Association to do that one.
Okay.
That will be the second one. The third one is going to be done by Dr. Brian Schaefer from the Knoxville Hospital, and he's going to be talking to us about advanced directives and the importance of those. And then the last one has to do with preparing for a doctor's visit. And Sandy Opstead is going to be here for that. He owns a business called Senior Care Coordination, and this is something he goes with family members, with patients, for family members to physicians and helps them communicate with the doctor. So he'll be a great expert on that.
And can you explain to us a little bit why it's important to have these kind of classes available for folks?
You know, there's a lot of things that we can learn from the experts as far as how to take care of ourselves, especially as we get older. We think these are topics that are really important for that, and we really encourage people to come out from the community.
HCI Hospice started doing this in Des Moines. And so they approached the hospital and thought maybe this would be a great opportunity to bring down to the Knoxville community. And of course, we thought as well that it would be great. And so we pulled in Kim Dorn from Public Health, and the three of us have collaborated to come up with a great series of seminars coming up.
Okay. So is this the first time that these facilities are offering this type of class?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Maybe be an annual event or more often than that if it's successful?
Actually, if it's successful, we're hoping to maybe start doing it a couple of times a year at least. It'd be a great opportunity to get this type of information out in the community.
And there's so many different topics that you could cover. Limitless, isn't there?
Exactly. Yeah. There would be a variety of topics.
Sure, sure. Can you tell folks how to sign up or how to enroll in these courses if they want to join?
Actually, you do not need to sign up. Just come. Okay. Thursday nights, 6 o'clock at Marion County Public Health. They're free. They're open to the public. It's called Caregiver College, but it's open to anybody. You don't have to be a caregiver to come.
Okay.
Yeah. And you don't need to come to all four topics, you know, if you don't want. You know, if there's a topic that sounds more interested, you know, to you than another topic, come out that evening. You know, it's not something that you have to attend the entire seminary series to, you know, to get anything out of as a whole. Each topic is broken up into individual and topics centered to individual folks.
Okay. Well, very good. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to let folks know?
We would like to add, you know, with it being in the month of January and with Iowa winters, you just never know what's going to come up. So we're hoping that everything goes off like we want it to go off. But if not, pay attention to KNIA KRLS for weather-related announcements, as well as HCI, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and the Public Health Facebook pages. We'll have all the announcements on there as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Char?
I don't think so. We look forward to seeing people out.
Sounds like a lot of information folks can come get. Sometimes not a whole lot of fun topics, but things people really need to know, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guests, Shar Yoder with HCI Hospice and Katrina Nelson, Public Relations Director for Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at kniakrls.com.